Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Well, we flip the calendar to May this week, and as we do that, we take a look at our ISU Extension Garden Calendar. A few reminders from our horticulture specialists on the garden calendar this month. First of all, with the crazy weather we have been having the last couple weeks, a reminder to acclimate seedlings to outdoor conditions before planting. You can do this by slowly moving them outdoors from more protected areas to less protected areas until they are finally in the location where they will be receiving the full amount of sunlight and wind that they would normally have in their growing conditions. Also, a reminder as you pick your plants for this year to plant brightly colored flowers to attract pollinators. If you're looking for some suggestions, ISU Extension and Outreach has a publication on planting to attract pollinators. You can pick that up by stopping here in the office or find it online on the Extension web store for free. As we get into the middle of the month, Saturday, May 13th, has a reminder on it that it's a good time in the middle of the month to sow corn and bean seeds in the garden. Something else that you may want to take note of that weekend is Mother's Day on May 14th, and of course, one of my favorite events every spring, our Master Gardeners will be hosting their annual plant sale that Saturday, May 13th, at the Cass County Community Center, May 13th, Saturday morning, from 8 a.m. until sold out. Get here early for best selection. Our Master Gardeners will have a variety of annual and perennial plants dug and divided from their own yards, as well as other donated plants to sell. All the money raised from that plant sale helps support some of our scholarships and community activities that we do throughout the year. As we get later in the month of May, some reminders to get mulch around those newly planted trees and shrubs. If you are looking to plant trees this spring, it's a good time to do it, but how do you get them in the ground? If you are planting a tree that was grown in a container, dig a hole that is 2 to 3 times wider than the diameter of the container. It should be 2 to 3 inches less than the height of the soil ball in the container, not the container, but the level of the soil in the container. Slope the sides of the hole so the top is several inches wider than the bottom. If you have poorly drained soils, you might want to make the depth of the hole about 2/3 the height of the soil ball. Leave a little bit more of that root structure sticking up top. Once the hole has been prepared, carefully lay the tree on the side. Tap the sides of the container to loosen the soil from the container, then slide the tree out. All containers should be removed, even if they are marketed as a plantable container, to avoid any limitations to root growth. If the sides of the soil ball are a mass of roots, you'll want to carefully shave off the outer half to 1 inch of the soil ball with a sharp spade or saw to leave roots that are headed straight out into the soil where we want them to go. Place the tree in the hole. Again, the top of that soil ball should be about 2 to 3 inches above the surrounding soil. You then gradually fill the hole with soil. With each new addition of soil, firm it in place with your hands. Place soil all the way to the top of the soil ball and gradually slope or taper it back down to the surrounding soil. Once planted, water the tree thoroughly and, of course, put that mulch around it. When you're adding mulch, you want to make sure you're doing it properly, of course. Don't go for the volcano look. We want to make sure that when mulch is going around a tree, you don't have much mulch actually touching the bark of the tree. You need to create a nice ring or donut around the tree. What you're trying to do is suppress the growth of the weeds or any other competition. You want that mulch to go out quite a ways over the entire planted area. And we dug that hole to be several times larger than the pot that we bought the tree in. And we want to mulch that entire area, as that's the area that our roots are going to grow into. We don't want too much mulch touching up against the bark of the tree, as it can cause rot problems. But we do want enough mulch, probably 2 to 3 inches in that pile, all the way around the tree over the planted area. Just stick your fingers down between the trunk of the tree and the mulch and pull it back just a little bit so we're not causing rot and moisture damage up against the trunk of that tree. If you have a tree that is bald and burlapped, you're going to do a similar process. Dig a hole 2 to 3 times wider than the root ball, similar depth, 2 to 3 inches less than the height of the root ball, a little higher in poorly drained soils. Grasping the root ball, lower the tree into the hole. The top should be 2 to 3 inches above the surrounding soil line. Backfill while firming with your hands. stands. When the planting hole is half full, cut and remove the twine. Cut away and remove the burlap on the top one half of the root ball. If the root ball is in a wire basket, remove the top one third to one half of the basket. Then completely fill the remainder of the hole with soil. Place soil up to the top of the root ball and slope it back down to the surrounding soil line. Again, once planted, thoroughly water the tree and mulch appropriately. You do not need to add compost, peat moss, or other organic material to soil when planting trees. Studies have shown the root systems of trees in amended soils tend to remain confined to the amended soil in the planting hole, while trees planted without soil amendments will develop a larger root system beyond the planting hole. Again, for more information on proper tree planting, planting for pollinators, and lots of other yard and garden information, give us a call, 712-243-1132. Find us online anytime. Stop by the Extension office for more. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.